Welcome to the True Sport podcast series, brought to you by the Canadian Centre for Ethics in Sport, known as the CCES. The CCES is excited to bring you a four-part podcast series where we'll explore how activating True Sport can foster a positive sport culture and provide sport with the best chance to reach its full potential.
In the spirit of sport, we acknowledge that we gather on the traditional and unceded territories of Indigenous peoples across the expansive nation of Canada. From coast to coast to coast, these lands have hosted countless sporting events, competitions, and moments of athleticism. We recognize that many of these activities, from traditional games to modern sports, have deep-rooted histories among Indigenous communities. We respectfully acknowledge that the head office of the Canadian Centre for Ethics and Sport is located on the traditional unceded territory of the Algonquin Anishinaabe people. We honour this land as well as other First Nations, Métis, and Inuit lands and territories on which we work. The CCES recognizes the outstanding contribution of the First Peoples to make sport and acknowledges the power of sport to promote reconciliation and address inequality. Just as in sport, where teamwork and respect for one another are fundamental, we understand that acknowledging the traditional territories is a collective effort towards reconciliation. It is our shared responsibility to learn from, listen to, and support Indigenous athletes and communities to foster a more inclusive, equitable, and safe sporting world.
The CCS's vision is that sport is fair, safe, accessible, and inclusive. We believe the fundamental purpose of sport can and should be to make a positive contribution to Canadian society. And we believe that ethical sport is the best way to achieve that.
But first, here's our Did You Know segment, where we share an interesting fact connected to True Sport. In the True Sport Report 2022, the primary determinants of whether children and youth will have positive or negative experiences in sport are the adults involved, which include parents and coaches. This is why we're taking time to focus on the positive influence that coaches, parents, and guardians can have.
Welcome to Episode 2, Behind the Sidelines, How Coaches, Parents, and Guardians Live True Sport. In this episode, we're going to explore the crucial role that coaches, parents, and guardians play in embodying and promoting the True Sport principles. We'll use real-life examples and strategies from coaches who lead with integrity and parents and guardians who support their children and foster supportive sport environments. Keep listening to learn practical tips and hear firsthand experiences about how to live the True Sport principles and influence the next generation of athletes.
Just imagine a young athlete stepping onto the field for the first time. A bit nervous, but also excited, with an encouraging parent or guardian at their side, and a coach who greets them with a smile and some kind words. These small but very impactful gestures help set the tone for the season and the athlete's entire sport experience and journey.
Those moments are so simple, but they have such a big impact and can stay with an athlete for a lifetime. Recognizing the role that coaches, parents, and guardians play and the example they set is so important. They bring True Sport to life through leadership and encouragement from the sidelines.
I'm so excited to hear what our guests will share with us about their insight and experience on how they bring the True Sport principles to life. But to start our discussion, I think we should chat about some of the True Sport resources that are designed for parents and guardians, so we really get a sense of how to be a True Sport parent.
Yeah, I think it would be great to focus on two specific True Sport resources. The True Sport Tips for Parents and the Ride Home campaign come to mind as great examples of helpful resources to inspire behaviors from the sidelines that lead to positive sport environments.
I think the True Sport Tips for Parents is a great place to start. It outlines some do's, some considerations, and some don'ts, and they all link back to the True Sport principles.
The one that stands out the most from the do tips for me is being your child's biggest fan. Parents and guardians should strive to support their child unconditionally. Cheering for and encouraging your child along with their teammates and their opponents and finding ways to keep it fun.
And for me, from the do tips, is to appreciate and thank officials and encourage others to do the same. This comes back to the role model behavior and the influence that you as parents and guardians have on those around you to help create a positive sport culture. These actions can speak volumes.
If we look at the consider tips, it's important to think about listening to your child to understand their motivation. This connects nicely to the ride home. Speaking up when other parents, coaches, or spectators are behaving poorly and being a champion for your kid is also vital.
For consider tips, what stands out for me is the volunteering to help regularly, which is nicely connected to the give back principle.
And then the don't tips. It's important not to let your emotions get the better of you. We are all human, but it's important to remain self-aware. Yelling advice and criticism at your child and other athletes is a negative behavior that will have harmful effects on everyone's experience. It's also important to avoid treating your child differently after a win versus a loss. Again, something that segues nicely into the ride home.
And for me, the piece that stands out for the don'ts is undermining the coach. Understanding that supporting your child is a shared focus of both you and the coach. This is key to their sport experience.
I think it would be helpful to listen to the ride home video that was featured in that campaign. For context, this video features a child and their parent in the car on the way home from a practice. The child is sitting in the back seat looking miserable.
So, not your best practice. Can we agree on that? It seemed like you wanted to hang out with your friends more than practice. And that's fine if that's what you want to do. You know, just tell me. Because you can do that anytime. Maybe we can skip your next game. Because choosing to waste your time, that's one thing. But wasting my time and your coach's time? That's selfish. You don't care about other people. You don't care about hard work. You don't care about teamwork. That's why you're always on the bench, every time it matters.
Your coaches think you're selfish. Dude. Your hockey coach, your soccer coach, your football coach, everyone does.
So, if you want to keep playing, you need to take a good hard look at yourself and think about that.
I'd like to highlight a stat that was shared as text during the video clip. 70% of children and youth drop out of sport before high school because it isn't fun anymore.
It's such a powerful reminder of the influence that the way we choose to talk to our kids about sport has on their experience.
I really like the call to action in the video that encourages you to take a good hard look at yourself and reflect on how you talk to your child. There's more to come from our guests about their experience on bringing true sport to life as parents. But first, let's shift our focus to coaches who also have a huge role in modeling positive sport behaviors.
One of the tools we want to profile is the Values-Based Coaching, a True Sport Approach e-learning course. It was designed for coaches at every level and focuses on incorporating values to help them foster a good sport culture by bringing the True Sport principles to life. Coaches who take the course are provided with a series of True Sport tools and resources, information, and framing around values-based programming. Recognizing that learning happens when we interact and reflect, coaches have a chance to think about their personal coaching experiences and the importance of embedding values into their practice. As a coach, leading by values helps athletes live by their values. The course provides a practical and reflective way of thinking about coaching to ensure coaches foster a positive sport culture.
We've heard from coaches who have completed the course, and we're going to share some of their testimonials. One coach said, "As someone who already had a solid understanding of the True Sport principles and values-based coaching practices, I still walked away with new ways to strengthen my training environments and relationships. This course was a great way to validate some of my personal coaching philosophies and examine the areas where I can set the bar higher.
Another coach said, "Excellent course that helps coaches connect what they are already doing to the principles of True Sport. It enables participants to embed these principles within their coaching philosophy and make connections between the game that they play and the everyday life that they live."
Relationships are so important when it comes to coaches and participants. I think this course does a brilliant job of taking a participant-centered approach to values-based sport and connecting it to individual coaching philosophies. We encourage you to check it out.
I think it's time to invite our guests into the conversation to help us further illustrate how the True Sport principles can be brought into action. We're so excited to have two wonderful people join us today and can't wait to hear what they have to say. We're going to frame the conversation with a few questions to highlight what they're doing in their roles, both as coaches and as parents. Kristen Noonan is an NCCP learning facilitator, a Special Olympics PEI board member, chair of Sport PEI's coaching advisory committee, and an athlete, parent, and coach. Lindsay Doyle is a sports photographer, author, speaker, advocate for equity in sport and responsible journalism, a soccer and hockey mom, a volunteer soccer coach, and a volunteer photographer for Special Olympics Nova Scotia. I'll turn it over to Kristen and Lindsay to introduce themselves quickly before we ask our first questions.
Perfect. Thank you for having me, Kristen Noonan, and my pronouns are she and her.
Lindsay Doyle, my pronouns are also she, her.
Okay, so let's begin with a couple of questions about your role as parents. Kristen, I'll start with you. What advice would you give other parents who are trying to support a positive sport environment for their children?
I would make sure they understand the role that they have in this journey as well. We often talk about the coaches and the athletes, but the parents and guardians play a huge role in creating a positive sport environment. So this includes conversations with their child before and after practice or games. It includes the car ride home after wins and losses. And it also includes sitting in the stands. So my advice would be to remember that this is sport and that everyone is here to have fun, to grow, to develop, and that parents and guardians can be great role models in creating positive experiences, not only for their child, but for the other roles involved in the game as well.
Yeah, I completely agree with everything Kristen just said. And to keep in mind that you're always a role model, whether you're on the field, on the ice, in the arena, but also at home too. Your behavior is modeled in all aspects of your life. So how you act, how you speak at home, as well as on the field or in the sports environment, is really, really important.
I have a follow-up question for you both. How have the True Sport principles impacted your interactions with coaches and other parents and spectators? Lindsay, did you want to start with that one?
Yeah, it's hard. I mean, obviously your children are with you a lot more than the coaches and the other sports role models in their lives. So we take on the majority of that role of being role models. But, you know, to remember that they're in the presence of coaches and referees and officials and other teammates and other parents. And sometimes you're not always there. So to instill those principles in them, you know, right from home so that they carry them with them through their sporting career, right from the time they're little till they're not living under your roof anymore. You know, you have to be confident that you've done a good job and instilled the respect and the fair play and all the True Sport principles in them right from the beginning.
Yeah, and on the flip side of that, I feel it's also a way to talk about some of the less desirable behaviors that we have seen. But instead of focusing on the negative or that bad behavior, it's a way to have a conversation about what we want to see or need to see in sport. Because as I've said before, the more we can be intentional and proactive in creating that right environment, the less room it leaves for that bad behavior to take place. So I think it's just important to start that conversation, and the True Sport principles provide an easy way to do that.
Okay, so we're going to have another question around parents here. So can you provide an example of how the True Sport principles have positively affected your child's experience in sport? Maybe we'll go back to Kristen to start this one.
Yeah, I think because it's something I am passionate about, I feel I've naturally passed this on to both my children, and I can see it when they participate, when they volunteer. So that's positive in itself. My daughter won a junior true sport award in curling last year for giving back and including everyone. So that's pretty amazing. But more importantly, I can actually see the difference in their motivation and excitement when it comes to their coaches naturally embracing the true sport principles. But especially over the last few years, my son has developed into a higher level referee and umpire. And I see how important it is when the other coaches and spectators show him respect and appreciation. And I think that might be the biggest impact right there. And that's how we're going to keep all roles involved in our game.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I've kind of noticed that too in our house. My oldest son now is 17 and he's taking on some coaching roles within his soccer club. And it's been really interesting to see this side of him that I, you know, didn't recognize was there until I watched him start coaching. So coming from, you know, myself being a player, a coach, a manager, a mother, and now my children are moving into these leadership roles. And you can see those principles being applied, you know, whether they realize they're doing it or not, it's coming out sort of subconsciously. And it's given me a different respect, a new respect for coaches, because I'm seeing my own child doing it now. And it's, you know, I'm very mindful and very aware of how he might be treated now as that role instead of just as a player. So it's been really interesting to watch him apply those principles that he's not even realizing he's doing. So particularly around inclusion and making sure everybody is having fun and making sure they're being healthy, you know, in the heat of the summer or things like that. Very interesting perspective now as a parent to watch your own children move into those leadership roles.
It's amazing how you both have, you know, instilled the give back principle into your children to give back to the sport community and volunteer. So we just, you know, want to celebrate and commend you on that. That's something incredibly special. All right. So we can move on. So putting your coaching hat on, what motivated you to integrate the true sport principles into your coaching philosophy, Kristen?
For me, I think it was something that came naturally and really aligned with who I was already. But it's making sure to have a balance of all of them and not just a few of them. I know I like to focus on keep it fun and go for it because they match my personality the best. So I'm less intentional maybe about those ones, but need to be more intentional with some of the others, especially when it comes to instilling them into the athlete. So I really believe in being proactive and providing the right environment. And the true sport principles are an easy way to just lay the foundation for good sport.
Do you have anything to add, Lindsay?
I it's funny. Yes, I don't take on as active a coaching role as Kristen does, but I am, when I am in a coaching situation or a volunteer situation in any of the sports I'm involved in, I'm very aware of the way people feel. And I think it stems from my childhood as an athlete and maybe what I was missing at the time growing up in the 80s and 90s, and we didn't have the resources that we have today. So I was very aware of feeling left out or people maybe, you know, not keeping it as fun as they can or playing as fair as they can. So I'm very aware of those principles now as an adult. So even as I'm taking a back seat in my coaching right now, if I'm just working the bench or if I'm just helping out, I'm very aware of who's maybe left out or who's feeling not feeling it today, or if they need a little bit of extra time or extra help. So those are things that I carry over from my childhood into my adulthood that I'm very aware of during any time I'm in a coaching situation.
A follow-up question, what advice would you give to other coaches who are considering incorporating the true sport principles into their programs and practices?
Almost similar to what Lindsay just said about being aware. I think I would have them to start think about what they're already doing and what comes naturally to them, because I think it's a great place to start to really see how their current philosophy aligns with true sport, because they may find that they are incorporating a lot of these principles already, and that when they do this, they can also see what might be missing or maybe needs a little more focus. So really, once you have this awareness, they can start to infuse into their short-term goals or long-term goals, you know, as a coach and as a team.
I completely agree with that. And I think it, you know, speaks to the point of having a variety of coaching styles around the team to support the team. This is where diversity comes in, and including people and recognizing our strengths and having, you know, different coaches with different strengths around the same team and supporting that team. Really, really important, because we're all a little bit different. We all have our strengths. We all have our different styles. And together, I think if we can come together as coaches and give the team everything they need to succeed and to have fun and to find success in whatever their goals are, is really helpful.
Thank you both so much. Hearing you talk about your personal values and playing to your strengths, recognizing your weaknesses, and encouraging coaches to do that, I think is just so much in the spirit of True Sport, and really lovely to hear your examples. So thank you. The next question we have, with again with your coaching hat on, how do you engage athletes in understanding and embracing the True Sport principles? I'll turn it over to Kristen first for this one.
I think it's important for them to see the why and the value behind the True Sport principles and really understand the bigger picture. Although, you know, the individual actions may seem small, if everyone is doing them, including the athletes, then it can create, you know, the right team, the right environment, the right sport, which is really what we're trying to achieve. So awareness has to come first, and having them see the value and be able to play a part in what that looks like for them individually and as a team, then understanding what it means to put them into action and how that can have such an overall impact in sport.
Okay, so we'll loop back to, you both had mentioned, you know, the ride home conversations being kind of important in your role as parents. We'd love to hear from you about what your ride home looks like and feels like. Lindsay, I can start. We can start with you.
Yeah, those first moments following a game are very emotional. And that's, you know, across the board, I think it's safe to say parents' emotions are running high between players, parents, coaches, referees, even everybody involved. And one of the things we work really hard on is, first of all, waiting until we get to the car, knowing that the car is always a safe place in our family to have really open conversations and to be able to use, you know, the language that feels appropriate at the time, and knowing that our conversations don't leave that car. And I think, you know, even as my kids get older, I'm constantly finding myself going, let's talk in the car, let's talk in the car. And very conscious of keeping that car a safe place on the way home to talk about the game, the good things, the bad things, you know, what could we have done differently, what, you know, and to keep it light, but to keep it honest as well. I don't think there's room for, you know, denying someone their emotions. So we're very aware that the emotions need to come out. And by the time we get home, we're all, you know, we're calm and we've unloaded and we've decompressed, and then we can move on with our lives. So I'm very aware that that car is a very, very important part of the sports journey.
Yeah, well said, Lindsay. I think for us, you know, when they get in the car, the first thing is to just give them time, right? Let them digest, let them laugh, let them cry, whatever they need to do to feel, I think. So a lot of the times we just sit quietly and kind of let them take the lead in what they need to do or they need to say, whether it's positive or negative or anything, is really just letting them lead and being supportive and having that time. And then often, you know, they will say something and then you can go from there and talk about the positives or talk about some areas that, you know, maybe didn't go as well, but it's really letting them kind of start and lead the conversation and doing it delicately.
So important, as we discussed earlier, the importance of the approach and the ride home is vital. Okay, so finally, we would love to have you share any success stories that highlight the positive outcomes of embracing the True Sport principles. So Lindsay, love to hear from you first on this one.
Sure. I can give an actual example of something that happened in our family this year, and one of our children didn't make a team. And this is, you know, they're teenagers. Both of my children are teenagers. Emotions are high anyway. This was a team that my child really wanted to make, and they were, unfortunately, the very last cut, the only cut, didn't make the team. And the repercussions of that were that my child didn't get to do a lot of things this summer that they thought they were going to be able to do. It was devastating. It was unexpected. And similar to the ride home, we came home and we sat on the couch and I let my child get all their emotions out. And it was every emotion. It was just every, it was a roller coaster. And it's the first time we had ever dealt with a very, you know, and I'm doing air quotes here, a tragic, I didn't make the team situation. And at 13 years old, that can be really tough to deal with. But I, you know, I was aware that they needed to get their feelings out. We talked with respect about the decision that was made, recognizing that sports doesn't always go your way. And there are many factors in play when creating a team. And so there's a lot of discussion around respect and fairness. And also after the emotions were out and we were able to, you know, get back on our feet again, we talked about working hard and going for it and trying out for the team again when the opportunity rolled around. And luckily that did work in our favor this fall when he did end up making the team that he was originally let go from. So we went through the whole, you know, series of emotions and the process of getting back on your feet, going for it and being respectful and trying again. And this time it, you know, it worked out the way he wanted it to work out back in the spring. Great learning experience for all of us. And quite a lesson in being respectful towards the process.
I think the one that sticks out for me, it's a little less personal and more kind of in an administrative, but I had done a presentation on safe sport and included how True Sport plays such an important role in that. And I had a sport organization come up to me and they were so excited and they said they were going to commit to the True Sport principles right away. And they asked if this was something that they do as well. You know, just send out an email, say, you have to do this. And it really sparked a great conversation because I said, well, yes, you could make them do it, but it's a lot better if they see the value in these principles and really want to make that difference versus just checking a box. So it led to a deeper conversation about how we could make this happen. And we ended up talking about a True Sport Club Award. And in order to be eligible, the first step was to make that commitment. But then it went further, and in part of it, the criteria and evaluation was activation and examples of True Sport principles within their club. So from there, the idea just seemed to come together. One of their annual awards was actually being discontinued at their AGM. So that this just fit right in and was a great way to bring awareness to everyone about the True Sport principles before giving out the award for the first time. So it was just a really great example of how forcing someone to do something might be an option, but it probably wasn't the best one. But when you can get them to see the value in it, they really get excited about what True Sport means and they can start to bring it to life. So I think in this case, awareness and something to strive for these clubs really played an important part in committing to the True Sport principles.
Thank you both so much for your incredible insights and for joining us, Kristen and Lindsay. Your practical examples of living True Sport in your roles as parents and coaches are truly inspiring. Your words have left us with a sense of optimism, motivation, and purpose, and we're so grateful for the work you are doing.
We recognize that changing culture is a long game that takes time and effort, but with a consistent and intentional commitment to True Sport, we can create the positive sport culture we all want. For more information about True Sport, check out our website at truesport.ca. You can subscribe to the monthly newsletter, find tools and resources, and declare your commitment by joining True Sport. You can also find us on social media at truesportpure. Drop us a line and tell us how you plan to activate True Sport.
Thanks for listening. We hope to have inspired you to play your part to help ensure good sport is happening in communities across Canada. Until next time.